It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, indeed, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, breaking news for those of you that are NASCAR fans, the Yellowwood 500 down there at Talladega got rained out yesterday. They finished up just a few minutes ago, actually. And Bubba Wallace has won the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega right down the road from the studio here. And I was there Saturday for some of the preliminary races and did not get to see the main one. But that's big doings. Congratulations to Bubba Wallace for winning right there at Talladega. So coming on now, we got a guest with us, Congressman Mo Brooks, who serves the 5th District of Alabama, has been in office for a number of years serving our state as one of the more conservative members of Congress and certainly one of the more conservative members of our U.S. delegation in Alabama. Congressman Brooks, we appreciate you being on. You are also, by the way, running for the U.S. Senate right now, the seat being vacated by Senator Shelby. And we appreciate you being on Right Side Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good, sir. Thanks for calling in. Hey, listen, I want to hit a couple things with you. Big doings. We've been spending a lot of time on the show both today and last week talking about the liberal spending sprees or the attempts to have a spending spree. And they also, I think Schumer and McConnell were on the floor of the Senate today debating the merits of raising the debt ceiling again. And then we also just today had an entire segment on what they're proposing for weaponizing the IRS even more. Love to get your take on all of that. So just take that and run with it as you see fit. Fiscal accountability. What do you think?
Well, wait a second. You hit three different subject matters, but you limit the first discussion point, and we'll hit that one, and then we'll hit the others in the order you wish.
Well, talk to me then about the fact that we have the Biden administration working hard but failing so far to get their spending spree in place, their domestic agenda. And tell me what you see right now in terms of the House. Are they ever going to get the $3.5 trillion to the floor?
In my judgment, the issue is how many trillions of dollars are spent that we don't have to borrow to get, can't afford to pay back, and that accelerate the day in which the United States of America goes insolvent and bankrupt because our debt burden has so outstripped our ability to pay it. We'll be at $30 trillion in debt sometime this year. That means that each person in America, man, woman, and child, owes $90,000 to our creditors. That's each person's share. So I'm trying to emphasize the magnitude of this debt burden that has been built up. Now, this year, are the Democrats going to spend $2 trillion or $3 trillion or $5 trillion or $6 trillion? That seems to be the dispute amongst the Democrats within their party in the House and the Senate as they try to work their way through it. And it's outrageous that the more socialist wing of the Democratic Party wants to spend $5 or $6 trillion that we don't have, creating a whole new bank of welfare system payments versus the so-called moderate Democrats wanting to add on only $2 or $3 trillion in additional spending of money we don't have.
So it's amazing.
Both positions are way out there. We can't afford it, but that's the battle right now within the Democratic Party ranks between really bad and really, really, really bad.
Well, and you know, we saw that the president came across the street to try and talk to the Democrat caucus last week, which apparently didn't really go anywhere. Which indicates to me that even his own ability to move within the halls of the House or Senate, where he spent so many years, does not seem to have evolved into his ability to lead now from the presidency. That's been interesting to watch.
Well, the president's polling numbers have cratered, and a lot of Democrats are starting to perceive that the more aligned they are with President Joe Biden, the less likely they are to win their elections. And so the president's persuasive abilities are diminished accordingly.
Well, and I think that's pretty obvious. I think he's diminished in a variety of ways, to be honest. But that being said, you know, we're watching this attempt to spend. And one of the things that really bugs me, Congressman, is no one is talking about, I mean, from their perspective, now I am, and other radio pundits like me are, but no one is in Congress well, let me take it back. In the liberal side of Congress is saying what it is they are wanting to spend on. No one wants to cut the programs. They want to cut the price tag, if at all. And what I keep getting miffed by is watching them not only say they want to spend it, but their only discussion is the price tag itself. They won't talk about what they're doing and how they're trying to do it, one of which is the weaponization of the IRS. And I wonder if you could talk about some of the attempts being made to sort of upfund the IRS and increase their capabilities to reach into people's bank accounts.
Well, one of the more onerous provisions that the administration is seeking to impose on the American people is one in which any bank account that has $600 or more in it is suddenly a bank account that the IRS can look at and get into anytime it wishes without any kind of search warrant, without any kind of audit. And I don't like the IRS spying on the personal transactions of American citizens to the degree that the IRS wants to do. Now, keep in mind, I'm a supporter of the fair tax. With the fair tax, there essentially is no IRS of substance because there is no income tax at the federal government level. It would be, in effect, a national sales tax. So that's my preference. That's the way to go. That's the way to get the federal government out of our private affairs to the degree that the federal government is in our private affairs. And it also, at the same time, makes our economy much more competitive under a fair tax scenario than it would be under the current income tax scenario. So that's one of the things they want to do, is they want to spy even more on the transactions that we conduct, we Americans conduct on a daily basis, in my judgment, in violation of the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. As a part of that, the administration also wants to spend $80 billion hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to, again, spy on the individual transactions of American citizens. 87,000. That's a lot of audits that are going to be occurring that otherwise would not. That's a lot of time that is going to be taken away from American taxpayers as they are trying to earn money, as they are trying to take care of their families or do the things that they want to do that makes life more enjoyable. And as a second benefit to the Biden administration from hiring these 87,000 additional IRS agents, well, the IRS agents are in a union. It's the National Treasury Employees Union. And that union shovels 97% of their political contributions to Democrats. So the more IRS agents there are, the more money the union gets, the more money the Democratic Party gets in contributions from that union. So you can see how all this is multifaceted and multifunctional in the way in which the Socialist Democrats are advancing this pro-IRS, anti-American taxpayer agenda.
What you just described there, Congressman, is what I often describe as a self-licking ice cream cone. They just went ahead to set the stage for their own ability to support themselves going forward. And I'll tell you one other provision that I haven't heard anybody else talk about that I read was in this piece of omnibus spending legislation was that it also allowed for, I want to say, a tax deduction for union dues, which means that if you increase the amount of unionization in the United States, there's going to be more tax deductions, which means they're going to have to go and get it from other places, hence the IRS having the opportunity to reach into your bank accounts. I mean, it's just,
well,
it's unreal what they're trying to do.
Part of the overall game plan, and there's also supposed to be some tax incentives to buy union-made products as opposed to non-union-made products. Additionally, to give you an idea of how much time is diverted from IRS activities, from participation in union activities, in 2019, Treasury Department employees spent 350,000 hours of their taxpayer-funded time on union activities. So that's that's time that we taxpayers are paying for government employees to do their government job, in this case just limited to the IRS. And yet they're not doing their government job. They're participating in union activities, which in turn help perpetuate the socialist control of the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty clever in what they're doing. They know how to use the system, the socialists do, to acquire and maintain power.
And I would say, too, none of this is accidental. Every bit of this was designed with calculation. And And so, Congressman, let me ask you this. If you had to predict right now, and I heard you say a minute ago, the question is how many trillions are going to wind up spending, but what is your prediction with Pelosi known for not liking to bring a bill to the floor until she's got the votes, and now she's pushed it out to, I think, what, October 31st on the two bills, the $1.3 trillion, the $3.5 trillion. What is your prediction for where this thing actually goes? And do we see these things pass, fail? What do you think?
Well, there's a chance that nothing passes, depending on how obstinate the more radical socialist wing of the Democratic Party is. By that, I mean Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jayapal, Rashida Tlaib, just go down that list. It's mind-boggling to me that they're not willing to take $2 to $3 trillion in additional welfare benefits, and they're going to insist on $5 or $6 trillion when they can get $2 to $3. Ultimately, it's all in the hands of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, and I believe ultimately that they are going to collapse, but there's a chance that they won't. I mean, I'm not a mind reader, so I'd give it a slight probability that we're going to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $2, $3, or $4 trillion, with a minimal chance that we'll be financially responsible and not spend any of that, but also another chance that they're going to get the full $5 to $6 trillion that they want to spend. The Democrats see this as a way to make people dependent on the government, and they know that people who are dependent on the government, people who get money from the government, are far more likely to vote Democrat than Republican. Unfortunately, we've just got so many moochers now in American society that is feeding on itself, and it's making it much, much more difficult for those of us who work for a living to be able to control our own government.
Well, and sooner or later, they run out of other people's money. Well, Congressman Brooks, you're welcome on the show anytime. We certainly appreciate your time today, giving us the ground floor perspective. And by the way, congratulations on beating the Democrats in baseball the other night. We appreciate that too. So, thank you, sir, for your time.
Fun, but even bigger last week was my daughter Chelsea. She had twin girls. And we saw them last night, and we've been babysitting the other three in that household. But they suddenly went from 3 to 5 kids, where the oldest is about 7. So,
well, I'm waiting on grandbaby number two,
and it's full.
Grandbaby number two for me is on the way, and I'm excited. But Congressman, thank you, and also candidate for U.S. Senate. So, Congressman Mo Brooks, we appreciate your time on Right Side Radio. You have a great day, sir.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, take care. All right, folks, we're heading towards that short break. I went ahead and ran long because I wanted to hear his perspective on things in D.C. We come back, we'll have a little bit of time just to kind of wrap that up, and then we'll be opening the phones up. I want to hear your opinion on some of the things we've talked about today. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Folks, I'm just telling you, D.C.'s out of control, big tech's on its heels. We're going to talk a little bit about China being on the rise when we get back from this.